far as get the ball, run the ball, I mean, it was more like it last week, right? It's more what you want to see.
Yeah, of course. You know, we obviously have worked on that, and you know, the other two games, you know, we wanted to, you know, obviously run the ball better in those games. So we went to work, you know, practice last week, and offensive line did a great job. I mean, basically, you know, when we can block the front four and get up to the linebackers and allow me a crease to, you know, get through there, we're going to gain positive yards. And, you know, no matter what, you know, front they're doing, if we know how to block it and everybody knows their assignments and we can do stuff like that.
Throughout the course of the game, how vocal are you that, okay, this is working, I want to run the ball, get involved?
I'm vocal about it, but I'm not, you know, insisting and doing things like that. You know, I just really kind of tell Skip and Coach Cromer what I see out there. So if they're doing a different run blitz, or if they're slanting the line a little bit or something like that, I may suggest a different run, you know, that'll, you know, be better against that type of blitz or slant against the run, or something that's trying to stop the run.
How about Sunday?
Yeah, there were a few times where they were pinching the defensive ends, and we ran a few plays to get outside of them.
Matt, talk about durability. Walter Payton was here. He was legendary for his workouts to take the pounding. Do you do anything different to make sure you can, your extra special coming into a game, endurance-wise?
Yeah, I've learned a good routine to take under my to take into the season with, you know, over the last, you know, 7 years. And basically, you know, my training in the off season with, which we all, you know, I've talked about before, with the hills and, you know, the treadmill running and just, you know, conditioning aspect, where, you know, you don't really get gas during the game. So in the fourth quarter, you're able to play. And then also after games, you know, whether it's ice tubs, and I see physical therapists, you know, twice a week, and massage therapists twice a week. So just by, you know, doing that type of stuff, it keeps you ahead of the game, you know, health-wise. And, you know, a lot of prayer, too, you know, at night.
Last week, after the game, you talked last week about how you studied Walter Payton tapes and things like that. But do you study the current running backs, or more current running backs, to see, you know, maybe at what point in their careers the numbers might start to decline? And, I mean, do you get that technical to start looking in?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, I don't really study. The only kind of things I study of running backs currently, or that are currently playing, is if they're playing, or if they have played already the team that we're playing, you know, and they had, you know, some successful runs, what they did to be successful in that run, or, you know, were they more patient in the backfield, letting their blocks develop, or were they, you know, hitting the hole faster this week rather than being patient because the defense plays backside, or looking for the cutback or something like that. So I study those type of things to kind of see what will, you know, be an advantage for us in the run game.
How about running backs who were drafted the same year as you?
Yeah, I mean, all of them. I mean, depends on, you know, who played the team that we're going to play. So as far as just studying, you know, running backs, period, I don't, you know, look at everybody. I look at my tape from the end of the year and get every run to see what I could have done better on a lot of stuff, and if I read the reads right and stuff like that. But I do look at the guys who came in the same year as me, as far as, you know, because I think we had a really good draft class, and a lot of guys were successful, or are still being successful, you know, now as running backs.
Is that competitive?
It always is. I mean, even when you're going through the combine and you're not even drafted yet, you know, you want to run faster than them and, you know, beat their scores and stuff in the combine and all that.
Yeah, Matt, Sports Illustrated this week said you're more important to your team than any other back in the NFL. Is that how you look at it?
I mean, that's a pretty brash statement by them, but, you know, I think that I'm good, glad that they think so. But, you know, I think I'm pretty important to the offense. You know, just as far as what we do as an offense, whether it's running the ball and being involved in the passing game and blocking. So, you know, we have a lot of important parts on our offense. It's not just me. It's the, you know, offensive line. The quarterback is a main, you know, main part that keeps us going. And then also our receivers.
How much pride do you take in the durability you've shown, especially since the new contract 2 years ago?
It's very important, you know, to be durable, especially as a running back, because, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I guess perception out there now that running backs don't really last that long. And I mean, you can look at the statistics. There's a lot of running backs who have missed a lot of time, and there's guys who signed big contracts and still missed a lot of time afterwards. So, I mean, it's important to me to be on the field just because I want to help my team win, and I can't do that not being on the field. So, you know, it's important to be healthy and try to do what you can to stay on the field.
Matt, in short yardage situations, are you most comfortable with the lead back running in front of you?
I'm indifferent about it, because sometimes when you get a lead fullback or a lead blocker in there, it kind of just packs the lineup a little more. So sometimes if you you know, spread people out a little bit on a short yardage situation, it's less people to deal with up there. So I'm indifferent about it, really.
What do you see from Keekly on tape?
Yeah, I've watched a lot of tape on Keekly. He's a great player. You know, very instinctual out there. Where you know, he's fast as a linebacker. You know, to be a linebacker, I think he ran in the 4.5s, but also his instincts take over where he can, you know, look at a play or a formation and kind of know. You know, he studies us a lot, or the opposing team a lot, to where it gives him that, it makes him that much faster. You know, if he's already got speed, to where, you know, if he can see something and kind of already know or think about it, you know, instinctually, it makes him that much faster on the field. Just like, you know, guys like Urlacher used to do that, Ray Lewis, you know, they always talk about how they study tape and they can almost tell the play before it was going to come. So when I look at him, he does that type of stuff, because sometimes he'll just read a play out and he'll beat the play side linebacker there to the play before, you know, the play side guy's there. So, you know, he's a very smart player and plays very hard too.
Jake said he's never seen you tired during a game since 2019. Can you think of a time when you have actually been tired and still gotten the ball during the game?
I think there was one time when I got tired, and I got lucky because it was right before halftime. I think it might have been my third year in the league, opening day against the Lions. I ran like a 90-yard screen right before halftime, and that was a long play. So I was like, you know, breathing hard on the sideline, but it was right before halftime. So once we went into halftime, you know, I got to recover after that.
You said last week you weren't motivated by stats, or you're not a stats guy. What does motivate you? Do you think about your legacy? Do you think about what mark you want to leave on either this franchise or in the NFL?
Of course. You know, I think to be motivated by stats is a little bit selfish, you know, to be a – and I'm not a selfish player, you know. I want everybody on offense to succeed. But what motivates me is a lot of things. I mean, my family, you know, being out there and working hard to provide for them. Just this opportunity that, you know, God has given me to be in the NFL, it gives me motivation to be out there. And also, like you said, the legacy that I want to leave on the game. You know, I don't want to just be a player that played this game and he was a good running back. When I leave the game, I want him to say, be able to say things about me that leaves a mark, you know, in the NFL for a long time, you know, so that, you know, my time here wasn't just, you know, spent in saying that he was just a good running back, that, you know, I was a great guy off of the field and did things in the community and stuff like that. And also, but also just to, you know, be a hard worker and let everybody see that through my play and what I do.
Matt, your mind Bushrod obviously is important in terms of protecting Jay, but how important is it to have him out there for the running game?
Yeah, Jermaine is a very big important part, you know, to both sides of the game, running and passing. You know, he's one of the most athletic guys we got on the offensive line, where, you know, he can use his size with the speed he has also to get up on linebackers and make different types of blocks. And, you know, he's pretty good in space to be a big guy too. So, you know, he's a very important part to our offense.
Do you feel that the offensive line is meshing? Like, do you think that it took them a long time to get a good chemistry going, or do you think that they're right on schedule?
I mean, usually, even with guys who have played a long time together, it does take a few games, even past preseason, you know, to kind of mesh a little bit. But they're continuing to get better together. And, I mean, the main thing that we had to work on early in the season was just blocking the right guys and making sure we knew the fronts right. You know, when they changed different guys in and out and different fronts, defensive fronts, we had to know who to block and how to get them. So that was the main part about it.
Matt,
And when you got that, when you were going up for the contract, a lot of people were using that to kind of talk, maybe almost like a referendum on the value of a running back in the modern NFL, and like, you know, the disposability of it. Do you think you've kind of answered those questions on how valuable a good running back is?
I would think so. I mean, that's what, you know, another motivating piece, I would say, is to do that because, you know, a lot of perception was, you know, people saying it's a passing league and the running back's devalued and all this stuff. But if you're a running back and you're valuable in the passing game, then obviously, you know, your value is not going to be devalued if you can run the ball and and you can block and catch the ball. So, you know, it's one of the things I wanted to do is to be able to be involved in both and be versatile out there where you can, you know, catch the ball out of the back. Because sometimes, you know, they get too involved with the receivers and tight ends being out there, and then you can get, you know, hidden yardage out there, I would say, you know, underneath, you know, some of the coverages.
So what do you think when you hear people refer to the Bears as a pass-first team?
I don't really pay it any mind because, you know, the pass is flashy and stuff, you know, the long, deep balls and, you know, Alshon and Brandon jumping over people, making great catches and stuff, and then their running game is kind of grimy, where you just grind out tough yards, and you know every now and then you may break a longer one. So, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I'd rather grind out the tough yards and you know have them show that, and also be involved in the passing game where screens, you know, can you know get big plays off of that, off a short pass too.
Do you think this team's pass first? Do you think this year?
I think we're pretty balanced. Well, so far, I mean, some of the games we had to pass a lot more, but I think our goal is to be pretty balanced.